a flying dune buggy has Shreveport roots. Startup flying car maker Skyrunner is moving into the former Shreveport General Motors plant this week. The assembly line is prepped for a pre-market all-terrain vehicle with a powered parachute. Skyrunner is able to convert from road to flight mode in a few minutes. It's to be operated on beaches and open fields, not airport runways. Skyrunner goes 55 miles per hour in the air, according to CEO Stuart Hamill. The Shreveport native venture capitalist founded Skyrunner in 2010. He says he has enough pre-orders to build 180 over the next 2 years.
Which was shocking to us. We did not expect to have that many orders before going to market. In fact, we were trying to stay below market. But once Top Gear ran a story last November, CNN showed up. We were getting over 100, 200 leads a day. It's been really humbling and surprising.
Hamill is growing several markets. Skyrunner caters to the wealthy adventure set with its price tag $119,000. But more interest is brewing in the military. Danny Zanilotti is Skyrunner's head of military development. He says it has advantages over a helicopter.
If you cut the engine off, you can do a glide, and you can actually go into places that sometimes they don't want to be heard or seen going into. They can also use it for medevac.
Skyrunner requires a light sport pilot's license. Training can be completed in a matter of days. Hamill received clearance from the Federal Aviation Administration on his one-seat model. Now he's working to get a green light on the two-seater.
FAA's been so fantastic. It's like the uncle is just rooting for you, and they work so well with us. And it's just been a fantastic relationship. But now with the insurance companies coming to us and wanting to do the insurance on these and turnkey and financing, it's been a very pleasant experience.
Hamill expects to hire one assembly line worker a week for the foreseeable future. He speaks tomorrow at Centenary College's Frost School of Business as part of its entrepreneur program beginning at 11:15 in Bynum Commons.